Disclaimer: the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed are the hosts and guests' own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of any organization or political party. The material and information presented here is for general information and entertainment purposes only. Her Community 2 podcast in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization or political party. Hey, 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 everyone. We are coming to you live from the electrifying Suffolk County, Long Island, New York. I am your host, Catherine Carella, currently a Republican candidate for District 17. And with me tonight is Liz Pedras and Dana Beard to continue our discussion about the Republican candidates of Brookhaven. So sit back and listen to see our take on what we know about them. Let's get started.
So tonight we're talking about town of Brookhaven, but first everybody's been asking about what exactly is a chairman? What does a chairman do? What role do they play? So the last episode we talked about the town of Huntington candidates, and we went over the town of Babylon candidates, the Democrats and the Republicans. And we mentioned it a couple of times about the chairman, but we didn't exactly explain what they do. And to an ordinary voter that just votes, they really don't understand the concept and the power that they play over the candidates. So tonight we're going to do a brief overview before we hand it over to Liz to discuss the town of Brookhaven candidates from the Republican, because there's so much activity in the town of Brookhaven with Republicans and Democrats and a whole lot of people, a whole lot of mess of something of a people. It's like a big cluster. So we're going to focus on Republicans tonight at a town of Brookhaven, so they can get the proper attention that they're due for their candidacy and their races. And we're going to touch on the chairmans, and so people can have a better understanding, because it really is interesting, the election process, the election race, the voting. If you fully understand it, I promise you, if you fully understand it, you'll want to be more involved, to be more of an active and voter, and perhaps even join a committee, be a volunteer, to see how the process and how truly we have a wonderful here in voting, how blessed we are that we live in this type of country, that we can participate if we want to, be active, and you never know, you might even want to run yourself. So Dana, take it over with the chairman. Let's start off at the top with the county chairmen here on Long Island, specifically Suffolk County, that role and what part they play and how pivotal it is.
Okay, so when you have a chairman, you either have a town chairman or a county chairman, and we're going to discuss the county. Our county chairman for Suffolk for the Republican Party will be Jesse Garcia, and his main goal is to oversee all of his parties on the within the county of Suffolk. He would be focusing on the races like county executive, legislator, and things of those natures. That's more of his area. However, he is responsible for the entire county. So all the chairmen will go to him for advice. Other people that are in the different committees will go to him as well. He comes to a lot of things to speak on behalf of the party. That's really his role. When it comes to the towns, each town has their own chairman. I will talk about my chairman, who is Tom McNally. And what Mr. McNally's focus is more of the town races, like the town council, town clerk, receiver of taxes, things of that nature. He generally just helps and ensures that each person that's running, you know, that their team is together. They answer any questions, they lend help, they lend advice. Often your town chairman will select people to work on individual campaigns if they have certain strong points, because that's really what they're there for. So when you think of a chairman, they oversee everything, but the town ones stick to their towns mainly. and the county one, he or she would oversee the entire county. So that's basically what their roles are, but they all intertwine because all the town chairmen report to the county chairman, and he or she basically makes the final decision.
It's interesting because a lot of people don't understand in what role they play and how important it is. So it's kind of like the CEO is in charge of like the board, and then the board is made up of the smaller ones that run the company, meaning the races. So they work together now, and they also do a lot of communicating, correct?
Yes, is imperative for the county. The county chairperson is looking for his or her individual town chairmen to keep abreast of those individual towns. Because if you think about it, Suffolk County is a large region. It would be virtually impossible for one person to be in every single town. So that's why they break it up. So you have the town of Huntington, which is Thomas McNally. Then you have the town of Babylon, which is Joseph Barone. So they would then get together and then have a meeting with the other town chairmen, with Jesse, give him the feedback. He would make his suggestions, and then the town people go back out and they deliver what was said in that said meeting. But they do work hand in hand with one another. It's like Jesse's the boss or the president. And I shouldn't call him Jesse. I should call him Mr. Garcia because he is the chairman. So he would then send his message or whatever it is that he needs done to the individual chairmen of whatever town. And then they would then implicate whatever it is that he set forth. But they do communicate with each other quite often. But if you think about it, you kind of have to.
And I do notice that with the chairmen, and Liz, you can agree or disagree with this, but the chairmen, they really don't have an ego. They're there. They know what their job is, and they do it, and they do it well. But they solely, the chairmen, communicate with the candidates. There's no outside agencies. There's no busybodies or campaign managers or anything, or photographers or website designers or anything like that. They work directly with the candidates to ensure that their candidates are prepped and just like ready to go, correct?
Well, yes, they, if you think about it, the chairmen, they decide. Everybody comes in when you want to run. Everyone has some people have the enthusiasm to run. So you can have Joe Blow from down the street who's just, you know, a stay-at-home person that does nothing, or you can have the CEO of a company wanting to run. They all have to go through the chairman to be selected. And the chairman then has a committee, you know, and then the chairman, you stand in front of your committee and you talk. And once you pitch your, like you're getting a job interview. So once you are selected as a candidate, it is imperative that your local chairman or your town chairman has direct contact with the candidate to ensure that they are doing the proper things. So I will not speak on behalf of any other chairman. I can speak on behalf of my chairman, Thomas McNally, and he is very much so hands-on. He gives directives. You can contact him. There is no middleman. If the candidate has an issue, you call Tom McNally yourself. You know, he's not like, you don't have to make an appointment. He's very free with his information. I can't speak too much on Mr. Garcia because I'm going to assume he's the county chairman. So you might have to go through different challenges to get to him, different channels to get to him. But that's expected. He's running an entire county. But your local chairman, they should be readily available to any candidate for any reason at any time. And I can speak on Mr. McNally's behalf, and he definitely has. I've worked with him since he took that seat, and I can say that there's no time that either a candidate that I've worked with or worked under or myself has reached out to him and we don't get a return phone call. If not that day, the very next day.
You know what? I'm going to have to put Chairman Barone out of Babylon the same way. If I text him, he normally calls back right away or he'll text me, I'm in a meeting or I'm doing this until this time. And the last time I contacted him, I texted him and he says, I could talk to you after 4:30. You know, you can call me. I completely forgot. And he called me and he goes, I didn't know if you forgot about me. And I said, you know what? I did. And, you know, thanks for calling back. He goes, no, of course. He goes, you know, you called, you reached out to me, you texted me. I'm going to call you and text you back. And he does. And there's never been an awkward moment where I don't hear a peep out of him, you know. So he's a good chairman. He really is. And Mr. McNally, Chairman McNally is the same way. I think they're very responsive. I really haven't dealt with any other chairmen, so I really don't know. But those two really want their candidates to do well and make sure that they have the tools that they need to succeed in a race. So that's what a chairman does. Somebody had made a joke on an email saying that the chairmen have to wear the top hat like they see in Monopoly. And I had to chuckle because that's probably what they vision, because they don't know. You know, they don't know. And I just thought that was kind of cute when they said it. And I didn't respond. I did respond. I just said, once you listen, we're going to do an overview of what they do and how important their role is. And that, there you have it. That's what the chairman does. And they're leaders, and they make sure that they put out the best candidates for you voters to vote on.
Agreed.
Okay, so let's go to, now we're going to the town of Brookhaven, where we have Liz giving us her most impressive input on these fine candidates we have for the Republican Party. And we can't do all of them, so we might have to do a part two. So for county legislator, I'm going to go ahead and name them, and then we'll go one by one and put their best attributes are as a candidate. So we have Catherine Stark, LD1, Manny Villar, LD2. When I say LD, that's legislative district. James Mazzarella, LD3, Nick Caracappa, LD4, Anthony Figlolia, I'm sorry if I mispronounced that, LD5, Chad Lennon, LD6, Dominic Thorne, LD7, Anthony Piccirillo, LD8. So Liz, let's take it from the top. What do you know about Catherine Stark, LD1?
Catherine Stark, she was a legislative aide to legislator Al Krupski. She held various positions in the county government for over 20 years. She went from office of the clerk to office of property tax services. She was also an executive assistant to the director for former county executive Bob Gaffney's office. Her issues dear to her heart is actually farmland preservation, wastewater management, environment, sustainability. She grew up in politics. Her father was former Riverhead supervisor, James Stark.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Did you know that, Dana?
I did not know that. She sounds like she's a very interesting lady.
Absolutely. And I think she would be making a very good candidate. I actually met her at one of the events. She's very well polished.
Okay. And you know what? Sometimes, I don't know, say a lot of the times, when you're well polished, it means that you have your stuff together. Doesn't mean you're fake. It doesn't mean anything like that to me. When someone says, oh yeah, he's a polished elected official or politician, that means they have their stuff together to where now they can focus on the issues. Absolutely. They don't need to do anything else but focus on that. Okay. Me personally, I do not know anything about Catherine Stark. We share the same name, but that's about it. That's all I know. LD1, what area is that? That's out east.
I believe, correct? It's Riverhead.
It's Riverhead? Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Okay. Manny Villar, LD2. The only thing I know about Manny Villar that he's a retired state police officer. Is that right, Liz?
Correct.
Okay. So what do you know about Manny?
Manny Villar. I love Manny. Met him at that Latino event in Bayshore with you. He is Portuguese-American, which is why I like him a lot, because I'm also Portuguese-American.
Because Liz
and I'm proud.
Yes.
Proud Portuguese-American. He actually is in District 2 for East Hampton,
Very nice guy, very polished, very lovable. He knows what he believes in. He's doing a lot of grassroots in Albany right now in regards to the NYSHIP, which is the New York State Health Insurance. They changed a few of their things, so now he's trying to get it back to the way it was. He's actually chairman for the East Hampton Town Republican Committee, retired state police officer. He was from New Jersey before he moved to New York. He has almost 14 years with the Police Benevolent Association of New York State. He held the seats of president, chairman, and director. His issues dear to the heart is to protect the environment from corporate greed and political ambitions, restore government to transparency, create economic opportunity for working families and children, and value of our seniors.
That's pretty impressive. I like Manny too. I've always liked him from the very start. He's very easy to get along with, easy yes. to approach, very comforting, very just someone that you, like an everyday average person trying to do good and do well for the community. Absolutely. How about you, Dana? Have you ever met him?
I have not had the opportunity to meet him. I didn't attend that event with you guys that day, but I have heard of him. I've followed some of his items that he's interested in, and I'm always for anyone that is in law enforcement because they are there to protect and serve. So,
absolutely agree. I agree. Okay, so we have the next one on our list is James Mazzarella, LD3. I do not know anything about this candidate. I apologize. How about you, Liz?
I've seen him at events. He does service Lake Grove, Santa Reach, Selden, some of Farmerville, some of Port Jeff Station, and Lake Arkansas. He is from an immigrant father and first-generation mother, comes from a blue-collar family. He's experienced with labor unions through Local 342 as a fund administrator. He was a secretary and a treasurer. He's member of the Rotary Club of Mastic and Shirley. His issues dear to the heart is fight for middle-class families, the economy, control taxes, infrastructure projects such as the sewers, and revitalize downtowns. He's known as a bipartisan problem solver.
That's impressive. That's good. How about you, Dana? Do you know anything about this candidate?
No, I have no knowledge of that candidate at all. This is the first time I'm hearing their name.
Okay, so we're going to move on to Nick Caracappa, LD4. He's an incumbent. I really don't know too much about him. I just know that his mother was in politics. You go ahead, you take it, Liz.
Yep, he represents District 4. Met him at events. I met him with through legislative aide Robert Martinez, who happens to be my cousin's father-in-law. I do know that Nick Caracappa is a father of five. He is a majority caucus leader and chairs the Legislative Public Works, Transportation, and Energy, as well as the Veterans and Consumer Affairs Committee. He was also the president of the Utility Workers Union of America through Local 393 from the AFL-CIO. He's 14 years PTA member. His issues are fiscal responsibility, roadways and infrastructure, lowering taxes, supporting law enforcement and emergency services, as well as working class Americans.
Okay, that's very, very good. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to move on to Anthony Bigliola. Okay, at an LD5. Again, that's not a candidate I'm familiar with. How about you, Dana?
No, I'm not familiar with him either.
And the reason why we say we're not familiar, that means that they're like clearly east of us. And so we don't normally are out that way. We're more western part of Suffolk, but eastern part is like a whole other world, I want to say. But yet everybody still works together. So what is your take, Liz, on this candidate?
I've seen him at events. He is a man of faith, of Christian values. He is supported by the Long Island pastors and churches throughout Long Island. He's a father of three. He was former deputy supervisor to the town of Brookhaven. His issues are job creation of economy, support veterans, preserve and promote our parks, support law enforcement, protect our environment, support our seniors. He's also the executive vice president of Empire Government Strategies, a government relations firm. He is a champion in Albany for small business and local water districts.
Wow, that's impressive.
Young that's guy. Impressive. He's a young guy.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like how young? 30s?
I'm sorry, Catherine.
Oh, that's okay. I said, like, what? He's in his 30s, maybe?
He looks like he's late 30s, maybe early 40s. Very well polished, but he looks very young.
Wow, that's pretty good for him. Good for him. So the next one is Chad Lemon from LD6. I've never heard of this candidate. How about you, Dana?
No, I'm not familiar with him either.
Okay. How about Liz?
Seen at some events. He was an officer in the U.S. Marine Corps, and he's an attorney. He focuses on military and veteran law. He also worked part-time with Senator Anthony Palumbo as a special assistant for veteran affairs. He worked as a congressional aide for Nick LaLota. His issues are public safety, stabilizing county's budget and finances. He also was involved with the September ransomware against County Info Technology Network. So he wants to get to the bottom of that.
Wow, that's good. That's good. And all right, so the next one is Dominic Thorne, LD7. Now, I've met Dominic Thorne many, many, many times, and his family, so he's got a young family, and he's very likable. Very, very approachable, very likable. He is the incumbent. First term, I remember when he ran, he wasn't going to be the projected winner, but he wound up winning big. Dana, do you know anything about Dominic Thorne?
No.
I'm sorry, what was that?
No, I'm not familiar with him.
You know, how, Liz?
I've heard of his name, see him at events. I know someone of, he has 7 years in local fire EMS services and elected to serve vice chair of fire, rescue, and emergency medical services and preparedness
committee. Wow. You know, I heard that on the election night when he won, he was actually still door knocking that night. I don't know if that's true or not, but I heard that he was actually door knocking that night, trying to get people to get out of their homes, say, hey, come on, let's go vote. It worked in his favor. our next LD candidate is Anthony Piccirillo, LD8. I don't know. I've met him a couple of times. He's got a certain look about him where he is noticed everywhere he goes. Dana, do you know Anthony?
I've just seen him at different events. I've never had the pleasure of actually meeting him or working with him, but I have seen him around.
How about you, Liz? Do you know Anthony Piccirillo?
I know of him. I haven't spoken to him yet, but I have met him at events. I do know he was a legislative aide for Legislator Steve Blatter. His issues are debt crisis in Suffolk County, protect drinking water, and end overdevelopment of suburbs while promoting smart growth.
Oh, okay. Anything to do with protection of water, I think is a very smart thing to do. You know, we gotta watch that. And it's so nice that a lot of candidates are for that or working on that. They're very supportive of clean drinking water, water preservation, environment. So it's really good to see that. Okay, so those are our Republican candidates for the 8 districts that they're running for, or the LD districts. So now we're going to go on to town council for Brookhaven area. The first one is Gary Bodenberg. I've met him a couple of times. I know a little bit about him. Dana?
I don't know anything about that particular candidate.
Okay. Liz, do you? Yeah.
He's part of District 1. He was seen at many events. He goes to a lot of events. What I do know about him is he is a special education certification. He's a special education teacher. And he has his PhD from St. John's University, and he has a wife and a daughter. So he comes from an education background.
Yes, he's actually, yes, his PhD. He is actually a doctor.
Correct.
So, yeah. Okay, so the next one is Jane Bonner. I do not know her. How about you, Dana?
I've heard of her in passing, but I've never had the opportunity to actually sit down or go over any of her views.
Okay, Liz, how about you?
Never met her. I've seen her around. She is the president of Rocky Point Civic Association. She is a Rocky Point school member for 3 years. She was the legislative aide. And serves as liaison to former Suffolk County legislator Dan Lesquadro. In 2007, she was elected to councilwoman for Brookhaven, 2nd District.
Now, I've seen that with the town of Brookhaven, 1st District, 2nd District. What does that mean?
Just the districts or the towns are in. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because, like, the other townships don't have that, do they? Like, 1st District, 2nd District. I know town of Babylon doesn't. I don't think Huntington does. Do they, Dana?
No.
Yeah. So why does Brookhaven have that? Is it because it's such a larger area?
I can't answer that.
That makes sense. You know, you have to break it up. When you have an area as large as Brookhaven, you have to cut things up into, so you can't really physically be responsible for everything. So you have to break it up and give it to certain sections just to maintain law and order.
I would think so. It wouldn't be, like, for me, a lot of people, now the normal person would think that's another layer of government, but I wouldn't see it that way. I would see as if you want a candidate or an elected official to be hands-on, you can't overload them with an area that they can't get around to. It wouldn't make sense.
Well, you can't effectively be everywhere all the time, because you can definitely be everywhere, but how effective you will be would be in question. So it makes sense to make sure that you split it up so each area gets the same treatment and everything is done fairly.
That's true. Okay, so our next candidate is Neil Manzella. I have never met Neil Manzella personally. He has helped me with certain aspects of my campaign. I didn't even know who he was until I was Googling him to get information on the podcast. I was like, oh, this is the same Neil Manzella I've been talking to. So, and it's all been good and it's all been great, very professional. Do you know anything about this person, Dana, or this candidate?
I've heard of Neil Manzella on several occasions. I have never had the pleasure of working with him directly. And let me just clarify, as a person that is involved in politics, local politics, I try to only give my opinion based upon factual information that I've researched, that I've either interacted with the candidate or I've worked with the candidate in some capacity. So it's not that I don't value these candidates or I just dismiss them and I have no interest. It's just that I haven't come across them and I don't want to give the listeners false information. With that being said, like I said, I've heard of Mr. Manzella, but I have not worked with him directly.
And that's important for our listeners to understand. We want to give you the best information, our best impression of what we know. We tend to, when you're in politics, you want to know the positive of politics and the correct information. We're not looking for dirt or to spread anything like that, because it doesn't help us. We want to make sure the voters know of the good points that these candidates put out, the incumbents, whether they be Republican or Democrats. But tonight we're just focusing on the Republicans tonight. And it's not that we don't care to know. It's just that maybe there's just something we haven't read to come across that gives us more information on the candidates. And that's why we tell you where they're at. So maybe you could do your own homework and find out more information of these very well qualified candidates. So our next one is, So Neil Manzella, Liz, your take.
Yes, I see him at events. He is a husband and father of two. His issues is to address quality of life, support community affordability and infrastructure, promoting local business and development, and control over community zoning.
That's pretty good. I wouldn't think of anything less. It just seems like a really, I was just reading about him online with the town of Brookhaven. Very strong individual. Seems to got a young family, seems to really care about local politics and the local area, and has a vested interest as anyone with a young family, of course. So our next candidate is Karen Doon. I do not know anything about this candidate. Dana?
No, I haven't even heard of that particular individual.
Me either. Liz?
I've never met her. I've only done research on her. She is an attorney. She does New York State. She is a St. John's University graduate from the school of law. So she definitely is qualified. She has the educational background, and I'm pretty sure she is well-versed, or she wouldn't be running for office.
Okay. Our next candidate is Neil Foley. Not familiar with this person. How about you, Dana?
No, I'm unfamiliar with him as well.
I mean, Liz, what do you think?
Seen at events. He is a member of Brookhaven Town's board. He's he's up with the Patrick Medford Youth Organization and Bayport Blue Point League. And he's District 5.
District 5, okay. And let's see, our next one is Michael, oh my goodness, Lugarcio? Did I say that right, Liz?
I don't know how to say his last name, Lugarcio?
Lugarcio? I really don't know anything about this candidate, and we apologize, Michael, we don't mean to butcher your name, so please forgive us if you're listening. How about you, Dana, do you know much about this person?
No, unfortunately I really do not.
Okay, Liz, how about you?
Seeing him at events from District 4, he is Brookhaven Town Council. He has 40 years experience as a New York State licensed insurance broker. He has 12 years on the Longwood Central School District Board of Education, 4 years as president, 3 years as vice president. He actually led Longwood School District through some of the district's difficult financial times. He has received several awards, such as the Scope Community Service Award, Distinguished Service Award, and the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Wow, now, you know what? Out of all these candidates we spoke tonight, that's the most impressive one. I mean, to receive all these awards, I mean, that's got to be something. That's got to say something about him.
Absolutely. Very well likable for him to have won that.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty good. So those are our Republican candidates who are around the Brookhaven area. So our next episode will be with the Democrats for the County Ledge and for the Town Council. I'm just going to quickly name those off. We're not going to put an input, but just so you know that these ones are out there is Catherine Kent, Ann Welker, Thad O'Neill, Tim Hall, Stephen Englebright, Dorothy Cavalier, Ryan McGarry, Heather Gallagher, Sam Gonzalez, Derek Stein, and for the Town Council, we have Jonathan, Comrie? Am I saying that right, Liz?
I'm not sure how to say the last name.
Okay. Yeah, it's, again, our apologies. Carol Russell, Allison Bass, Cameron Trent, Francis Salazar, and Dr. Carrie Spooner. Those are the candidates that we will be discussing Again, those are our out of our areas. So we're like with Dana, she is mostly in the Huntington area, knowledgeable of the town of Babylon, a little bit of West Islip, but mostly Huntington is where she is known and knows everything about that area. I am more in the town of Islip in Babylon. And of course, Liz is out in the town of Brookhaven area and out further east. So that's how we know. And it's, we try to get across the board on all the candidates, but it's pretty hard when we're keeping tabs of our own area. So thank you, ladies, for tonight. Those, that's the good that we... I'm sorry?
Just want to clarify one more thing. We will have a special podcast on Suffolk County Executive Ed Romaine.
Oh, yeah. So, yes, that's right. We're going to be also talking about Ed Romaine and his role as the town of Brookhaven supervisor and on his way to hopefully get the get the county executive position. We need someone with his leadership skills to take over that. But a lot of people don't know who he is. So that's who definitely is where he's from. What's he done for the town of Brookhaven and what's his plans are for Suffolk County? So thank you, ladies, very, very much. We did a great job. Thank you. I couldn't have done it without you. Have a good night.
Good night. Good night.
Hey, and thanks for joining us on this episode of Her Community 2 podcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's discussion and found it insightful. We want to express our gratitude to two wonderful ladies, Liz Petras and Dana Beard. Without them, these political episodes wouldn't be possible. Remember, it is important to promote a culture of support, of empowerment, and solidarity among women rather than tearing them down, and that's what we support. Her Community 2 podcast is sponsored by Corella for Suffolk. I am currently running for the Suffolk County Legislature in District 17. Check out my website to learn more, Corella4Suffolk.com. Our next episode will be the Democratic candidates of Brookhaven. Yikes! Just kidding. Her Community 2 podcast gives all candidates a fair shake. Also, whenever you listen to us, please leave a review and rate us. Well, we hope you have a good night, and thank you. 5.